everything the Federal Reserve has been doing to prop up the economy during the pandemic has made mortgages very attractive. Even as nearly 30 million Americans remain on some form of unemployment assistance, the mortgage market has been booming. According to the mortgage data firm Black Knight, lenders issued $1.1 trillion in loans between April and June. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. And Robin, this has been the best season the mortgage market has seen in decades. Is this people buying new homes or just refinancing at these low rates?
It's refinancing, Jeremy, that's truly on fire, up more than 200% in a year. And that's really a way for people who are of means, who are able to give themselves a raise of sorts in this environment, the better to handle other pandemic costs, you know, Zoom schooling or help with virtual childcare. As for the haves, many are buying second homes away from the city or upgrading to something bigger in the burbs. Home sales we saw soared by 25% in July, and that is the hottest monthly gain on record.
Which is not really surprising when you think about the fact that mortgage rates are around 3% on average, which is very low historically. But on the issue of refinancing, isn't it the case that if you want to do that, you better do it fast, because starting December 1st, there's going to be a new fee that people are going to have to pay on a lot of the refinancing that's happening?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they're still stung from the profligate lending of the subprime crisis. If you're thinking about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the kind of government backed enablers of the mortgage market. They're trying to recoup some of the billions in losses they took earlier this year by letting jobless homeowners delay their monthly payments. So there's an additional, quote, adverse market fee of 0.5% on refis due to the economic uncertainty caused by the coronavirus. And so there are some exemptions, so make sure you ask your banker for the fine print.
When you talk about the crisis back in 2008, is there a concern that because of this hot housing market in some areas, that there's a big risk of people defaulting and maybe a pileup of defaults if people have been laid off, they can't make their payments, and is there another 2008 flashing on the horizon?
The longer this continues, of course, and the more it's possible that we see speculation take over what's so far been mostly a refinancing boom, you start to worry about banks and the Federal Reserve. But they say that they are chastened and they're still passing their stress test. Jeremy, I'd also be looking at commercial real estate and the inability of companies to service mortgages made in a different pre-distanced era. I think you're starting to hear whispers about that recoursing to the banks and causing something systemic.
Meanwhile, rental demand is down. Are we starting to see lower prices show up in places like New York or San Francisco as people, as you say, flee the city in the pandemic?
Yeah, rents are down modestly in New York with the portion of no-fee listings. I mean, without a broker, they're surging, and it's definitely a soft market. While those of means, we know they've been able to telecommute from places like Westchester or Connecticut. San Francisco, meanwhile, the rents are at their lowest level in 6 years.
You know, in the past, we've heard about the V-shaped recovery where, you know, just bounces right back up like a V or a U-shaped recovery. Now we're hearing about the K-shaped recovery, meaning people who have homes and stocks, they do well, the up part of the K, and then people who rent and don't have a portfolio, not so much.
Yeah, I mean, did you have assets? Did you have capital before this catastrophe? Stocks, cash on the sidelines, equity in the house? Then you've been disproportionately able to avail yourself of the stimulus from the Fed. If you're paycheck to paycheck, if you're rent forgiveness, that hasn't much trickled down to you yet. We saw how long, Jeremy, it took after the last financial crisis.
Absolutely.
For, I think, the lower working class to avail themselves of the gains.
Robin Farzad.